That's my perspective.
So, I'm going to make it quick because I'm getting tired. The jet lag is kicking in. There are two drafts. It's one of auto deployments. The other is auto load reduction. Both of them have mainly the goal to come to something we call auto deployment conservations. Let's go to the next slide. So we have the auto protocol, which actually is specifying the protocol, but doesn't have any considerations on how do we deploy this or what are the different scenarios how you can deploy it. So it's not the nature of the document. We have already a number of use cases like P2P file sharing, live streaming, and some other people were also discussing using the auto server for CDNs, because typical CDNs today rely on DNS and guessing where the guy who is requesting the service is located, and he could use an auto server so that the CDN is going there and asking, where's that guy? The different use cases will for sure need like different settings, like where's the auto server located, how is maybe provisioned, configured, and so on. And at least I believe this should be documented in a document somewhere, not just left open for other people. So, okay, next slide, please. We have two drafts. So the first draft is actually giving some examples about where the auto server could be deployed, where the clients could be deployed, if the clients are on the peers, if they're on the tracker. For instance, there is an idea to have an informational API so that, let's say, the auto client, what information he's giving to the application. And this is just for information because the IETF does not do APIs. There are some initial security considerations on what do the deployments actually pose to security risks. I guess some of them will go back to the protocol draft at some point. And we have not yet discussed all auto use cases to the largest extent. The second draft is more on if you come to the ranking service, also to the H1.2 service, you need to probably think a bit about putting load on the auto server. So if you go there and take always 100 IP addresses and you query the server every 30 seconds, and you're not the only one, but there are 100,000 peers doing this, you probably need to consider on, is it really worth taking all IP addresses you learn for either from the tracker or the peer exchange and dump it to the server? Or can you do something clever in advance so that you kick out people who have no upload capacity available or the people have just gone with the peers and so on? Next slide, please. And of course, the intention was that this is not two drafts, but sometimes to emerge into deployment considerations. That's one of the figures. Just taking as an example what's in there. So the idea is you have a global tracker, which is somewhere located in the internet. You have peers here, and the other server is actually located in the single ISPs, and the clients too directly go here and talk to it and just learn additional peers over the peer about the tracker protocol. There are also other settings in the draft. This is just for your information. Next slide, please. There's a different case which has not been yet, at least not to my knowledge, discussed. What happens in this case, for instance, you have a university network here which has two upstream providers. And you want to provide your own auto server because maybe that's the local, the national research network is just free of charge. But for some reason, you also have a different upstream provider because you say, well, I'm get a good deal to get traffic shuffled over this, but this is also an auto server. And what could happen in that case that the peers actually would need to go to your local auto server, query it. But this one also needs to include the information from the ISP1 auto server above.